Over the last 75 years, over 10,000 chemicals have been introduced to our food supply. Yet the EU only allows 300 food additives. But at Thrive Market, we bring our members the highest quality brands and restrict more than 1,000 ingredients found at conventional grocery stores. Making the switch is easy with our Healthy Swaps scanner, which finds better versions of all your favorite pantry, snacking, and home essentials without the added junk, dyes, and fillers. Plus, it's all delivered straight to your door. So if you're looking to shop at a grocery store that actually cares about your health, go to thrivemarket.com/podcast and you'll get 30% off your first order and a free gift.
New year, same great savings. All in the Kroger app. Get Kroger Spiral Sliced Ham for 89 cents a pound with your card and an additional $25 purchase limit too. Then get large avocados or mangoes for 99 cents each with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Over the last 75 years, over 10,000 chemicals have been introduced to our food supply. Yet the EU only allows 300 food additives. But at Thrive Market, we bring our members the highest quality brands and restrict more than 1,000 ingredients found at conventional grocery stores. Making the switch is easy with our Healthy Swaps scanner, which finds better versions of all your favorite pantry, snacking, and home essentials without the added junk, dyes, and fillers. Plus, it's all delivered straight to your door. So if you're looking to shop at a grocery store that actually cares about your health, go to thrivemarket.com/podcast and you'll get 30% off your first order and a free gift.
Darkcast Network. Welcome to the dark side of podcasting.
Abgenommen, bedauert.
Frequency. And thank you all for tuning in, and welcome back to another episode. This time around, we have the further adventures of Captain Midnight. If you're a fan of the Captain, or you enjoy this episode, please be sure to check out Volumes 1, 2, and 3, all in the archives. And feel free to reach out through the usual ways. All those links are found in the description. And as always, if you enjoy this podcast, please consider following, reviewing, and rating. Now with all that, please enjoy the show.
Company presents Captain Midnight. Captain Midnight, brought to you every day, Monday through Friday, at this same time, by the Skelly Oil Company, Skelly Jobbers and Dealers. Now, here's a real tip for every adventure-loving fellow and girl. If you're not already a member of the new 1940 Flight Patrol, hurry! Hurry and join tonight or tomorrow or Sunday for sure. Because the first big present for members of the new 1940 Flight Patrol is just around the corner. And you'll want your official medal of membership so you can show you're entitled to one of these wonderful free presents when they come. And say, wait till you see this free present. It's the strangest, most fascinating thing you've ever seen, I'll bet. Why, you'll drive people crazy with curiosity, wondering what makes it do the queer things it does. So hurry and join while there's still time. Then, besides getting this free present, you'll be ready to help Chuck and Patsy in a thrilling adventure that's coming for every member of the new 1940 Flight Patrol. So when you're out in the family car with Mother or Dad, stop at your Skelly service station and join up at once. Remember, it doesn't cost you a single penny. No seals, no box tops, not even a penny for a stamp. You just tell your Skelly man you want to join the new 1940 Flight Patrol, and he'll give you your official junior pilot's application card and send in to Skelly headquarters for your spinning propeller medal of membership. And say, boy, will your eyes pop when you see this gleaming bronze medal. It has an amazing three-blade spinning propeller on it that will help you decide things. Like who's first in line, who's winner, who's loser, who does the dishes, and who goes to the movies. You just spin it and get your answer. Then there's that strange secret password on the medal, too. Only members of the flight patrol can figure out what it means. You'll mystify all your friends with that mysterious password in your spinning propeller medal. So tonight or tomorrow or Sunday, when you're out in the family car, just ask Dad or Mother to stop at your Skelly service station. Tell your Skelly man you want to join the new 1940 flight patrol, and he'll do all the rest. Then, when those wonderful free gifts are ready, there'll be one reserved for you. And now to Captain Midnight. Yesterday, you remember, the mysterious pilot, Zollinger, who had been held prisoner by Captain Midnight and his party, escaped to his chief, Ivan Shark, and gave the latter wrong information as to the direction in which Captain Midnight and his friends were headed. They are really heading for the estate of Juan Pareda, and today we find them, soon after daybreak, toiling over a ridge. Captain Midnight and Chuck are ahead of the others. Captain Midnight is speaking.
Look over there to the west, Chuck. Isn't that a beautiful sight?
Gee, it sure is. Well, you can see for miles and miles.
Yes. This must be one of the highest points in the whole country.
I guess it is, all right. I'm sure this is the high ridge we could see from the field where Pinky and Slim had their cabin.
That's the one, all right. Now, wait. This is about far enough. We can look over the crest now, but don't let yourself be seen.
Gosh, Red, look. We can see the other side. There's the dried lake bed, and there's that black two-seater we were flying.
Yes, and stuck as fast in the mud as ever.
Maybe worse, too. He probably settled some overnight.
No doubt. Oh, wait. Here's a couple of boulders, Chuck. Let's sit down a few minutes and talk things over.
Okay. You know, Red, I was just wondering about something.
Yeah, what was it, Chuck?
Well, we've been away from Senor Pareda's hunting lodge for about 9 hours. We can't tell what's happened since we left. Now, wouldn't it be wiser for us to leave Ma and Patsy on the ridge here while we go down and look things over?
That's using the old bean, Chuck. We'll do just that. And there aren't two finer guards in the world than Pinky and Slim.
I'll say.
Now then, let's go over a few things.
Okay, Red. What's the first thing?
Well, I never look on the dark side of things, Chuck. But the more I think about it, the less hope I have that Major Steele and Conley got across the border.
You mean on account of that gas they have in their plane?
Yes. It wasn't the right kind. And on a long cross-country flight, the engine's bound to overheat.
Gee, Red, if that's the case, Major Steele and Conley may be in a bad way. The country between here and the border is awfully rough. And if they have a force...
I thought of that too, Chuck. But we've got to consider our own situation first, because we have women along.
If Major Steele and Conley should have a forced landing, which means they'd be lost for a long time, we can't hope for any help from them.
That's right. And we don't know a thing about the towns around here or where we could go for help here either.
If we could only get this black two-seater out of the mud, we might fly her across the border.
No, Chuck, no, I don't think there's a chance. She doesn't carry much gas, and I doubt very much whether there's enough in her tanks right now for an hour's flying.
And we don't know where we can get any more.
No. Besides that, we haven't got her out of the mud yet.
It looks to me as if we only have one source of help.
Yeah, what's that, Chuck?
Senor Pareda. He's gotten away from Shark now, and if he can find his men, they'll give us the help we need.
Yes, you're right. Senor Pareda is our immediate hope. And if there's anybody in the world I'd like to help, Chuck, he's the one.
Oh, I never heard such a pitiful story in all my life. It doesn't seem possible anybody could be so inhuman as Ivan Shark.
No, Chuck, no, it doesn't. But I've seen so much of Ivan Shark by this time that nothing he does surprises me. His treatment of Pareda is just another in the terrible list of crimes for which he's got to be brought to justice.
And another thing. Don't forget, Senor Pareda's daughter is in Shark's power.
No, I'm not forgetting that. It just means we've got to act and act fast. That's a tough thing to do when you don't have any equipment.
Well, there must be some kind of a way out. There's got to be.
That's the way to talk. And we'll find that way, too. All right. Come on. You and I'd better be getting along. We'll say, can you see Patsy down the trail there?
In just a second. I'll stand on this rock.
All right. That's an idea.
Oh, now I can see her. She's looking this way. I'll give her the old signal.
She answered you.
Yeah, and here she comes, too.
Yes, and when she gets here, we'll follow out your idea and go on a little scouting trip.
Here I am.
Oh, Patsy.
I ran up right away.
Now, listen carefully, Patsy. I've got some instructions for you.
Okay, Red, I'm listening.
But first, how's your mother feeling?
Oh, she's all right, Red, but rather tired.
Yes, I thought so. Now, do you see that grove of trees next to the trail there?
Over there to the left?
Mm-hmm, that's the one. Now, fix a place so your mother can lie down and rest. And tell Pinky and Slim to stand on guard until Chuck and I... Or one of us returns.
Okay, Red. But what about me? Can't I come with you and Chuck?
No, Patsy, no. Not this time. We don't know what we may be running into, and I'd rather you'd stay with Pinky and Slim.
Just as you say, Red. But don't ever forget that I'm one of the best little scouts you ever saw. I'm game for anything.
She is, too. Well, Chuck, come on. Let's be on our way. We've still got to find out a lot of things without anyone seeing us do it. All right. Now, hold it, Chuck. Hold it. I can see one Parade's hunting lodge from here.
That's it. Gosh, isn't it quiet down here?
Yes, I'd say it is. As soon as you get away from the top of that ridge, you can't hear any wind at all.
But listen, Red. Huh? I do hear something. It seems to come from the cabin.
Chuck, you're right. It's music. It's coming from the hunting lodge. Come on. Let's get a little closer. Keep behind these trees as you go forward now and watch it. Yes, it's some kind of Mexican music or I'll eat my helmet.
Well, look. Someone's coming out of the cabin.
You're right. Well, now, who in the world could...
Well, listen. They're singing, too.
Yes. There's more than one voice. What? Well, there must be several.
Oh, now I can see. But look, that man is Senor Pareda. See, he's standing in that open spot looking out over the dry lake.
Yes, it is, Senor Pareda, Chuck. Come on.
Hey, here's this. He's looking this way.
He doesn't know who it is. Oh, look, he's running back to the cabin.
Senor Pareda! Senor Pareda!
Oh, look, he stopped. He sees us.
Yeah, he sees us all right.
Senor Pareda!
Senor Pareda!
Senor Pareda!
I am so glad to see you
all. And we're glad to see you, Senor Pareda.
I have the great sin that the misfortune has helped us
with. No, senor, no. Nothing has happened to us. That is, nothing bad.
You have found your amigos, your friends?
Yes, senor. We went down the trail you told us about and we found them.
Oh, but the capitan, you did not leave them down there.
Oh, no, no, senor. They are above us on the ridge. We thought we'd better come down and see if you were here.
Si, senor. I am here, and I am very happy.
Well, gosh, senor, what's the music?
Ah, the music. Listen. That is why I am so happy. My men, they have come back to me. They're in the cabin, and they are playing and singing the song, because once again, they have found their master.
Oh, that's grand news, senor. Now that you've found your men, perhaps we can do something against Ivan Shark.
Si, senor. That is what we shall do. But my heart is sad when I remember that my beautiful daughter, Dolores, is in Ivan Shark's power.
Yes, senor, we know. And we'll do something about that just as soon as we can. But first, we must decide what to do right now.
How many men do you have, senor?
Let me think. Oh, there must be 15.
15? Oh, that's splendid, senor. Why, with that many, Chuck, we've got a chance to pull that plane out of the mud.
Oh, gosh, that's swell. Well, hadn't we better get to work before she sinks in any further?
Yes, you bet. We'll do that right away. Oh, Senor Pareda.
Si, mi capitan.
Do you have any rope around your hunting lodge?
Si, senor. I am sure we have the rope in the cabin.
Good, good. All right, senor. Now, when you get that rope, hand your man and come out to the plane. Chuck and I will go out there and decide which is the best way to pull the ship out.
Si, senor. I will get the rope and my men at once. And soon, poof, like that, we will have the airplane out.
All right. Come on, Chuck. We'll go out to the ship and make plans for pulling it out.
Gosh, Red, I just thought of something.
Yeah?
Suppose we do pull the ship out. We won't be able to take off because the wheels will sink as soon as she starts to run.
I thought about that, Chuck. It's going to be a ticklish job, I'll admit.
But it can be done at all.
Yes, I think it can. Now, look at this stuff we're walking in. See, it seems fairly firm. See that?
Yeah, it seems firm here, but I don't think it is out near the middle. And that's where you'll have to take off.
I realize that, Chuck, but now listen, here's my plan. If we can pull the ship out of the mud, we'll take everything out we can. In other words, make her as light as possible. Then we'll pull her into the shore. Then turn her around so she's headed toward the middle.
Oh, I begin to get the idea. You'll start her rolling to the shore where the surface is firmer.
Right.
And by the time you get out near the middle, you'll have enough speed so that the lift of the wings will take most of the weight off the wheel.
That's the idea, kid.
Well, it may work, Fred. But if those wheels ever start sinking in, it's going to be too bad.
Yes, I know that, Chuck. But we've got to take a chance. We can get out of this bad spot we're in a lot quicker if we have a plane to fly.
Gosh. Look how those wheels have sunk down. Even the axle's down in the muck. How are we ever going to pull her out?
Well, now here's my plan, Chuck. We'll attach the rope to the axle, and while some of us pull up on the wheels, the rest can pull forward on the rope. If we can once get it started, we'll be all right.
It may work, Red. Well, look. Here comes Senor Pareda and his men, and they have a long rope with them.
Yes.
I wonder...
What's the matter, Chuck?
I thought I heard something, Red.
Hmm? Yes. Yes, there's a plane in the air.
I've looked all around, Red, but I can't see it.
Yeah, but there's one around. And he's getting closer.
Oh, look, Red. Look. Huh? There's a black plane coming over the top of that ridge.
Oh.
And he's heading straight for us.
Run, Chuck. Run for your life.
Hang up, Pareda. Hang around. Go back. Go back. Their plane is diving on us.
Oh.
just at the moment when things began to look brighter for Captain Midnight and his friends, a black plane dives out of the crimson sky. Have Ivan Shark's rascals discovered this mountain refuge? And what will happen in the next minute? Will Captain Midnight, Chuck Ramsey, together with Senor Pareda and his men, be able to reach the shelter of the tree-lined shore? Tune in next Monday to Captain Midnight. And now, fellas and girls, be sure you are a member of the new 1940 Flight Patrol before this coming Monday. Be sure you have your official junior pilot's card, because the first big free gift for Flight Patrol members will be announced real soon. So stop at your Skelly service station when you're out riding in the family car tonight, tomorrow, or Sunday for sure. Tell your Skelly man you want to join the Flight Patrol. He'll give you your junior pilot's card right away, and he'll send in to Skelly headquarters for your burnished bronze medal of membership with a three-blade spinning propeller. And he'll put your name on the list for the first big present when it comes. Every member gets one free. But remember, you don't have to spend a penny to join. Just tell your Skelly man you want to belong to the new 1940 Flight Patrol, and he'll do the rest. But don't wait. Join right away, so when those new free presents come, there'll be one for you. Now don't forget to tune in again Monday, same time, same station, for further transcribed adventures of Captain Midnight. Brought to you by the Skelly Oil Company, Skelly Jobbers and Dealers. Who is this new enemy who has suddenly appeared in the sky? Can Captain Midnight and Chuck salvage the plane still mired in the dried lake bed? Be sure to listen Monday. Until then, this is Don Gordon, your Skelly Man, saying goodbye and happy landing! Company presents Captain Midnight. Captain Midnight, brought to you every day, Monday through Friday, at this same time, by the Skelly Oil Company, Skelly Jobbers and Dealers. Skelly, as you know, was the originator of tailor-made gasoline, Skelly Aeromax, the gasoline that wakes up lazy motors. But now, listen closely, fellas and girls. We're picking up an important radio dispatch from your neighborhood Skelly man. Just a second now. There, we've got him. Listen.
Calling all members of Captain Midnight's new 1940 Flight Patrol. Calling all members. Attention, junior pilots. Cold weather ahead. Ask the chief pilot of your family car if he's made the change to winter oil. Don't delay. Head your ship for nearest Skelly landing field and change over to Tagaline winter oil. Your neighborhood Skelly man, signing off.
Well, that is an important message, because there's no use talking. It means a lot to have your family car prepared for colder weather. And changing to winter oil may save Dad lots of trouble and expense later. Tell him to remember this, that it's cheaper to prepare than to repair. So there's a real special assignment for all you junior pilots. Let's see if we have those orders straight now, okay? First, ask Dad tonight, without delay, if he's made the change to winter oil. Because if he hasn't, he's not only liable to have trouble starting some of these frosty mornings, but he's also liable to damage the motor. Because slow-running summer oil just doesn't get up into that motor fast enough to lubricate it properly. What you want to tell Dad to use is fast-flowing Tagaline, a winter oil that's tailor-made for easy starting and instant free-flowing lubrication in colder weather. So chart the course of your family car to your Skelly service station. Be sure you know the way so you can show Dad just how to get there. Remember, cold weather ahead is warning enough for the smart young friends of Captain Midnight. They know it's smart to be prepared for frosty mornings with Skelly Tagoline Winter Oil and free-flowing, easy-starting motor oil that's tailor-made for colder weather. And now to Captain Midnight. Yesterday, you remember, about 15 of Juan Paredes' men came to help Captain Midnight and Chuck in their efforts to move the plane which has sucked into the muck of the dried lake bed on which it landed. Señor Pareda and his men approached with a long rope to be attached to the plane. Suddenly, an ominous drone is heard in the sky, and the next instant, the nose of a black ship appears over a nearby ridge and dives down toward the surface of the dried lake. Captain Midnight cries to Chuck, they must run for their lives. Here they are, listeners, Chuck gasps.
We can't make it, Red. He's too close.
You're right, Chuck, we can't. Quick, throw yourself on the ground.
Okay, Red, you too.
Flatten out, Chuck, flatten out. Get right down into the ground if you can.
I'm making myself as small as I
can. Don't touch up like that. Flatten yourself out. There, that's right.
Look out, he's going to hit it.
No, he won't. See, he's pulling up.
Oh, that's funny. He didn't fire at him.
No, he didn't drop a bomb either. At least it hasn't exploded yet.
He's zooming up. What do we do now?
Well, listen, we're going to make for that shore. Come on now, as quick as your legs will carry you.
Okay, Red, let's go.
All right, come on. Thank heavens, Parade and his men got to the shore. This dried lake bed sure fooled all of us.
They weren't out as far as we were.
They got to the shore in a hurry.
Look, they dropped their rope. See, it's right ahead of
them. Yes, I do. All right, now we'll grab it as we go by. I don't want this pilot to see it. He might get an idea of what we intended to do.
Oh, here it is. I'll grab one end.
That's it, I'll grab the other. Okay, girl, come on, hurry.
See, I wish I could run faster.
I think we'll make it all right.
A little bit more and we'll be safe.
That black ship seems to be flying away.
No, he isn't. He's turning and coming back.
Huh? Yes, you're right, he is. Well, just a few steps more. Come on, up this bank and up that tree, quick.
Now, we're almost there.
All right, quick, Chuck, quick. Pour yourself behind that tree. He's got a perfect shot at us. Oh, I can't understand that, Chuck. That's one of Shark's pilots. Why didn't he open fire?
Gosh, that's right. He had almost a perfect shot at us.
Yeah, he must be one of Shark's pilots. That's the same kind of a plane we've seen before.
It sure is. Look, see it bank around over the other side of the lake bed?
Yes. It's one of those single-seaters, all right. He had two good chances to fire at us. He didn't use either one. And it's possible he hasn't got any ammunition.
Well, if he hasn't, it's the first one of Shark's planes I ever saw without any.
Yeah, look. Look at him now. He's zooming up and circling over the middle of the lake bed.
What in the world's he doing?
He's looking things over.
Well, this sure has got me buffaloed.
Yes, me too. He had another chance that he didn't take advantage of. Why, he could have machine gunned that black two-seater which we landed in that dried lake bed. Or dropped a bomb on it.
Jiminy Crickets, Red, look.
Yeah.
He's flying to the west. He's right over the ridge.
Oh, I don't like that, Chuck.
Well, that's where Ma and Patsy and Pinky and Slim are.
I know. They should be in that grove of pine trees, though. The branches are thick. Maybe this pilot won't see them.
Gee, I hope not.
Now, wait. He seems to be circling over that spot.
Well, look, Red. Huh? Someone's coming. Oh, it's Senor Pareda.
Oh, yes, he sees us, too.
He must have been watching to see where we went.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, senor, you are safe? You have not suffered any injury?
No, we're all right, senor. How about you and your men?
My men and I escaped, senor. They are in the woods now, waiting for the orders.
Oh, look, Red, look.
What now, Chuck?
That plane, it's turning and going north, away from where Ma and Patsy are.
Ah, that is good. He's flying away.
Oh, that's fine. But I'm afraid it won't be long before he'll be back and have others with him.
Well, he's gone. He's out of sight.
Yeah.
Mi capitán, I do not understand. This pilot, he does not fire the gun.
We don't understand that either, senor.
But even if he does not fire the gun, senor, he has found this place. Now he knows we have the, what you Americanos say, the hideout.
That's the worst thing about it, Red. Now he'll hightail it back to Shark and tell him where we are.
Yes, there's no doubt about that. Now we've got to make a decision and make it quickly. Listen, senor Pareda.
Si, el capitán. I give you my attention.
All right. How many entrances are there into this lake bed?
There are only the two entrances. One is over the mountain trail, and the other is in a deep barranca.
Mm-hmm.
See? There it is.
Oh, yes, I see it. Must have been the old outlet for the lake, huh?
Si, senor. A long time ago, the water from the lake runs out in that direction.
Oh, that's good. It shouldn't be hard to defend those two entrances.
Si, senor. My men, they will guard those entrances. They will hide behind the trees and the rocks. They will not let anyone come in.
Oh, just a minute. Do your men have guns?
Si, mi capitán. Not very good guns, perhaps. But just the same, they will shoot.
Oh, that's fine, senor. Oh, this is a great break for us, Chuck. A small number of men can hold those two entrances against a large force.
Oh, I can see that all right, Red. And don't forget, we can get Pinky and Slim. They're used to this kind of thing.
Yes, they'll be a lot of help, too. But there's one very grave danger. That's from the air. Shark's pilots can bomb and machine gun us. So we've got to make some kind of a shelter that will be safe from both bombs and bullets.
Ah, senor, that will not be difficult.
No?
In the side of this mountain, there are dry caves. And one of these caves has the spring of good drinking water.
Boy, oh boy, isn't that swell?
Oh, that's the best news yet. Chuck's pilots won't dare land on this lake bed because they can see the black two-seaters stuck in the mud.
That's right.
I don't think they'll try it anyway. They'd be open targets for our guns. But there's something else we've got to consider.
What's that, Red?
If Major Steele and Conley do get across the border and come back to help us, they'll have a hard time finding this place. We'll try to find a way to solve that a little later. Now then, Chuck, here's a job for you.
Okay, Red, shoot.
You go up on the ridge and get Patsy and Ma and Slim and Mickey. Get them down here just as quickly as you can.
Okay, Red.
In the meantime, Senor Pareda and I will put the finishing touches to our defense plan. Now, here's what you...
It is later the same morning. Across the high ridge to the north and down the valley lies Ivan Shark's secret landing field. In a grove of trees near the edge, close to the ruins of the shack where Major Steele and Conley were trapped, stands Ivan Shark. With him is his daughter, Fury. A black plane has just landed and taxied to the edge of the field where it stands with engine idling. Ivan Shark and Fury are talking in low tones. Listen as Fury says.
It is Van Griff, Father.
Yes, Fury, so I see. And this time you'd better have a good report.
Van Griff will have an alibi again. You can depend on that.
We will see. Here he comes.
Yes, Chief, I have good news for you this time.
I'm glad to hear that, Van Griff. And what is the good news?
I have located the whole kit and caboodle of them.
And they are?
About 8 miles south of us, at the upper end of this valley, is a high ridge. On the other side, very high, is what looks like the crater of an old volcano. At one time, there must have been a lake there.
And why are you telling me all these interesting geographical facts, Van Griff?
Listen, Chief, you do not have to get sarcastic with me. I have found the whole crowd. They are hiding up there.
Who is hiding up there?
The whole bunch. I saw Captain Midnight and Chuck Ramsey and that Parada fella, the one who got away from you.
Well, Van Griff, this is very interesting. Continue, please.
Not only that, but on a ridge above the lake, there are some more people. I think it must be she whom you call Ma Donovan, and her daughter and those two prospectors.
So they've all gathered there together.
That is right. And that black two-seater they stole from us, it is out on the lake bed, stuck in the mud. I saw Captain Midnight and Chuck Ramsey were looking at it.
Indeed, Van Griff. So they were looking at it.
They certainly were. I guess they were trying to figure out how to get it out.
Van Griff, are Captain Midnight and Chuck Ramsey still alive?
Why, of course.
You mean to tell me, Van Griff, that my two greatest enemies were out in the middle of a dried lake bed when you dove upon them? And they are still alive? That you didn't?
Oh, but listen, Chief, I thought the big thing was to let you know where they were.
Such nonsense. In one instant, you could have destroyed them. Why did you not do it, Van Griff?
I am telling you, Chief. I thought you would want to know where they were. I thought you'd want me to come back and report to you first.
Go, Van Griff. Go quickly before my wrath gets the better of me.
What do you want me to do?
Fly down to headquarters at once and bring back every available pilot and plane. Go quickly while you still can.
Okay, Chief.
Didn't I tell you, Father, that Van Griff has something up his sleeve? He's playing some kind of a game, I tell you.
Perhaps that is so, Fury. But you know my motto.
You mean, always to strike first?
That is it, Fury. That is the essence of self-protection.
In that case, Father, I am sure it would be best to take some action.
You mean in regard to Van Griff?
Yes. Let us be rid of him before he does us injury. You, my dear father, are a master of mysterious disappearances.
Yes, my dear Fury. Those who have sought to double-cross me have vanished into thin air.
But we must not wait, Father. This night, when we have dinner, I will fix a special dish for Van Griff. You know what I will put in it. Van Griff will become very sleepy. And then...
And then, yes, my dear Fury.
Listen, Father. Huh? I hear a plane.
Yes, there. See?
It's coming from the north. Look, Father, it's not ours. It's not black. It has...
Yes, it has silver wings and a blue body. It's going very fast. Look, it's diving down. It's going to land here. We must prepare for a surprise. Perhaps an unpleasant one. I wonder what this can mean. Come, Fury. We will find out.
Well, it doesn't look very good for the pilot, Van Griff. Can it be true that he is double-crossing Ivan Shark? And who can this new arrival be? A strange plane with silver wings and a blue body. Ivan Shark will certainly make immediate plans for the capture of Captain Midnight and his friends. What will those plans be? Tune in tomorrow to Captain Midnight. Now, remember that message from your neighborhood Skelly Man. It was a friendly warning to all you fellas and girls who are acting as junior pilots of your family car. He warned you that with cold weather ahead, it's time to change over to free-flowing, easy-starting Tagoline, the winter oil that's tailor-made for colder weather. So hop into the junior pilot seat there beside Dad and lead the way to your Skelly service station. Have your car made ready for the snappy weather that's ahead. Just be sure you get genuine Skelly Tagoline winter motor oil. Also, if you haven't yet joined the new 1940 Flight Patrol, there's your chance. Your Skelly man will sign you up and send right in for your secret medal of membership with the three-blade spinning propeller and the mysterious secret password. Now, don't forget to tune in again tomorrow, same time, same station, for further transcribed adventures of Captain Midnight, brought to you by the Skelly Oil Company, Skelly Jobbers and Dealers. Is this new arrival a friend or an enemy? Where are Major Steele and Bud Conley? And what will Captain Midnight do next? Be sure to listen tomorrow. Until then, this is Don Gordon, your Skelly Man, saying goodbye and happy landing!
New year, same great savings. All in the Kroger app. Get Kroger Spiral Sliced Ham for 89 cents a pound with your card and an additional $25 purchase limit too. Then get large avocados or mangoes for 99 cents each with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Over the last 75 years, over 10,000 chemicals have been introduced to our food supply. Yet the EU only allows 300 food additives. But at Thrive Market, we bring our members the highest quality brands and restrict more than 1,000 ingredients found at conventional grocery stores, making the switch as easy with our Healthy Swaps scanner, which finds better versions of all your favorite pantry, snacking, and home essentials without the added junk, dyes, and fillers. Plus, it's all delivered straight to your door. So if you're looking to shop at a grocery store that actually cares about your health, go to thrivemarket.com/podcast and you'll get 30% off your first order and a free gift.
Experience holiday cheer at Tanger Outlets with savings up to 70% off your favorite brands. From fragrances to accessories and the latest styles, discover the best gifts for everyone on your list. Save big at Nike Factory Store, Michael Kors, Under Armour, Coach, Polo Ralph Lauren, Kate Spade New York, and so many more. Unwrap the best at Tanger Outlets. Hundreds of brands, endless gifting options. Plan your trip at Tanger.com.
Company presents Captain Midnight. Captain Midnight, brought to you every day, Monday through Friday, at the same time, by the Skelly Oil Company, Skelly Jobbers and Dealers. But first, an exciting message for every one of the thousands of new junior pilots in Captain Midnight's new 1940 Flight Patrol. If you've already called at your Skelly service station to join the flight patrol, if you already have your official junior pilot's application card, then listen closely. Your very own burnished bronze medal of membership with the three-blade spinning propeller and the mysterious secret password is now in the mail. If you joined the flight patrol when I first told you about it several days ago, you'll find your medal of membership waiting for you at your Skelly service station within the next few days, maybe tomorrow or the day after.
And say, wait till you see your very own medal of membership. Boy, it's a knockout if there ever was one. It's a secret medal, you know. You carry it concealed on your person, like a secret serviceman carries his official badge. And you flash it when you're sure you're among friends. Then there's a spinning three-blade propeller on it, too. You spin it to decide hundreds of different things. To pick the winner or the loser in 100 different games. Why, there's just no end of fun you can have with it. And remember, this spinning propeller medal is your proof that you're a full-fledged member of the new 1940 Flight Patrol. It entitles you to take part in the thrilling adventure that's coming soon. And it entitles you to an unbelievable number of swell free prizes that you'll hear about later on this program. And what's more, none of this will cost you a single penny. You don't even need any box tops or seals or even a penny for a stamp. So listen, if you haven't already driven over to your Skelly service station with Mother or Dad to join the new 1940 Flight Patrol, why not do it tonight? Your Skelly man will be happy to give you your official junior pilot's application card right away. And he'll send right into Skelly headquarters for your very own spinning propeller medal of membership. And he'll put your name on the list for all the gifts and presents that are coming later. And remember, it's all absolutely free. So see your Skelly man and join up tonight. And now to Captain Midnight. In the last adventure, you'll remember that Ivan Shark ordered his chief pilot, Von Griff, to drop bombs near the lonely cabin sheltering Ma and Patsy Donovan, Pinky Drake, and Slim Poole, in order to drive them out into the hands of Pat Rossman, waiting outside. Also in the cabin is another of Ivan Shark's henchmen, Pilot Zollinger, who has never uttered a word since he was pulled from the wreck of his plane. It is now almost dark. Pinky and Ma are guarding the wounded pilot Zollinger, while in the opposite corner, Slim and Patsy are talking in low tones. Listen as Patsy asks,
"What do you think, Slim?"
"All I can say is Captain Midnight and Chill could have got back here if they could."
"I've got a queer feeling, Slim. I'm sure something must have happened to them."
"Oh, come on now, Patsy. Don't be saying that. Captain Midnight and Chuck have been in lots tighter spots than this. You must be forgetting about when this Ivan Shark had him in the rear compartment of that there flying machine he is."
"I'll never forget it. That was the narrowest escape I ever heard of."
"If that had been Pinky and me, our gooses sure would have been cooked. I still can't figure out how they got out of that there tight spot."
"Well, gosh, Slim, didn't you ever hear about that?"
"Just knew it happened, that's all."
"Well, you know, that rear compartment of Ivan Shark's airplane had a trap door in the floor."
"Yeah?"
"In fact, the whole floor was nothing but a big door, which was hinged at the side so they would drop down from the middle."
"Sweet Grizzly, how high up was they?"
"Over 15,000 feet. And just before Ivan Shark sprung the trap, Chuck found a secret panel which opened into the tail section of the ship. And this way, Chuck and Captain Midnight foiled Shark. Then they sneaked up to the front and overpowered Ivan Shark and his daughter Fury."
"And after all that, you're worried about him now."
"I'm sure I am, Slim. Did you ever hear about the law of averages?"
"No, I reckon not."
"Well, I mean, it's too much to expect that Captain Midnight is always going to get out of these scrapes."
"Come on now, Patsy. Keep your chin up. You sure do like Captain Midnight a heap, don't you?"
"Well, I'll say I do. You know, Slim, well, my dad died a long time ago, and since we've all been together on this vacation in Mexico, I've gotten to know Red awfully well."
"Sort of like a second father to you, huh?"
"Yes, Slim. That's about it."
"Well, now, looky here. You ain't got no reason to think anything happened to him."
"Well, it's almost dark, Slim, and it was early afternoon when they left. And you know perfectly well they didn't have gas enough to stay up all this time."
"Sure, Patsy, but that don't prove nothing. They could have landed somewheres."
"That's just what I'm afraid of. They had to land somewhere. If they don't get here pretty soon, these fellas around us will start shooting again."
"Oh, they won't, neither. Not after the dose of lead Dinky and me give them. You notice they ain't fired a shot for the last hour."
"Yeah, that's true. But what will happen after it gets dark? They could get up real close and we wouldn't see them."
"Well, we'll start worrying about that when the time comes."
"They could set fire to the outside of the cabin just as they did to Major Steele and Bud Conley."
"Now, looky here, Patsy. We ain't going to let them do nothing like that. Not while Dinky and me can still lift the gun."
"Listen, it's a plane. I'm sure of it."
"Glory be, you hear that?"
"Yeah, there. Now I can hear it, too."
"It's Captain Midnight. It must be."
"Now look out that crack, Patsy. Maybe you can see the plane."
"Okay, Slim. I'll take a look."
"Miss Donovan, how's that pilot doing that we pulled out of the wreck? Did he talk yet?"
"Not yet. But he sure knows what's going on."
"He's a playing possum, and I'm darn sure of it."
"Hey, well, Slim, Captain Midnight wouldn't be dying like that if he was on the land, would he?"
"Darned if I know. Can you see him, Patsy?"
"Yes, that's the pilot. He's not coming. Look out! Maybe he's trying to turn it. Harry, see what was that?
It's a warning, that's what.
jumping zebra. Looked like a bomb, but it didn't go off.
It must be a warning. A real one would have exploded.
I think we better be getting out of here. That fella might be back.
Look, Ma, why don't you go back there and see how Pinky and that pilot are getting along?
Yeah, maybe the excitement will start him talking.
I'll be right back. Listen, Slim, I didn't want to scare Ma, but I'm sure that pilot is warning us to get out of this cabin before it's too late.
I think probably you're right, Patsy.
Even if there are men outside, we'll have to take our chances. Perhaps they think Captain Midnight is here, too, and they're getting desperate.
I guess you might be right, Patsy. I think I hear that somewhere again.
Yes. He's either off to one side or up pretty high.
Maybe Pinky and me better go outside, and if he starts diving again, we'll take a shot at him.
And while you're doing that, those fellas on the ground outside this cabin might get you.
Well, just the same, it looks like the only thing to do. Things sure do look mighty tough.
I can see exactly what's happened. These men surrounding us haven't been able to get us off, so Ivan Shark has sent one of his pilots to scare us out of here. Here comes Ma back again.
Sure, and I'm not the only one who's scared.
Yeah, so Pinky is too, huh?
What, him scared? Why, he hasn't even winked an eye.
You mean that pilot is scared?
Sure, and I ain't talking about anybody else. Why, he's scared half to death.
How can you tell?
By looking at his eyes. I've looked into people's eyes before who was scared to death and just can't fool me.
Yeah, I guess he must know who's up there.
That plane's coming back again.
Slim, we've just got to get out of here and run for it. Ma, get Pinky and that pilot right away. Hurry.
All right, Patsy. Pinky, get that fellow out of here quick.
Yeah, Patsy. You speaking of that pilot gives me a great idea.
What do you mean, Slim?
He's going to save us even if he can't talk.
Well, he won't want to save us.
But he's still our prisoner, and it's a sense he's connected with these other fellas. They wouldn't shoot a pal of theirs, so we'll use him as a shield and walk him out in front of us as we leave this cabin, see?
Well, that's a swell idea, Slim. Funny we didn't think of it before.
We didn't need to think of it until this fella that's diving around up there started dropping hints to get out of here. Come on, Pinky, let's get it going.
Here we are. I had to prop this fella up to his feet with my gun. Now, get along there, you.
I bet this fella wishes he could talk now, all right.
I'll open the door. We're going to use this pilot as a shield, Pinky.
A good idea, Patsy. I'll keep him covered with my gun, and Slim can cover the rear.
Well, let's go. That fellow'll be back any second.
Okay, Patsy, open the door.
Now, there you. We mean business. My partner's got his finger on the trigger every second. You're going to lead us out of here, and if you so much as make one false move, you'll be a dead duck quicker than you can say Jack Rabbit, if you know how to talk at all. Savvy? Now, march.
The door's open. That fellow is coming back
with a face preserver.
Mrs. Donovan, you follow me. Then Patsy. Then Slim will bring up the rear. All right, let's go.
Let's hurry. As fast as we can. That fellow will be dying in any minute.
Yeah, look so fast, sir.
Can you keep up all right, Mrs. Donovan?
Oh, just this one case. I wish I had wings.
Oh, you're doing fine, Lot. Come on.
Come on. Did you hear that?
Well, that was pretty far off yet. We're safe now anyway. He's not trying for us. He's aiming for the cabin.
Yeah, he's still coming.
Well, let him come. If he gets close enough, we'll let him have it. We brought down one shark's plane once before.
Yeah, I guess we can slow down a little now, Pinky.
Are you sure? Absolutely, Ma. He's banking and turning before coming back. We're far enough in the cabin, so we're all right even if he does hit it.
Keep that fella in line, Pinky.
No, don't you worry, Slim. I got this fella under control. I'm heading over this way because I think we can get some protection over there among them rocks.
Did you see anybody around? There ain't one, Pinky. If anybody's watching us, they're keeping hid. They don't dare do anything to us or they might hurt one of their own men. I'm sure glad we captured him. He makes a swell prize.
Well, I'm still wishing I was back in Black Gulch.
Here comes that fellow again. He's diving straight for the cabin. Come on, let's get even further away.
Ma Donovan, Patsy, and the others reached safety in the nick of time. Luckily, they discovered a cave which afforded them good shelter. We now find them there some time later. The wind is whistling through the trees, as Patsy says.
What time is it now, Slim?
About 11:45.
Oh, I thought Pinky would be back by this time.
He'll be here pretty quick. I ain't worrying none about him.
We were sure lucky to find this cave. And that pilot's been playing possum all the time. I hope Ma doesn't go to sleep while she's watching him.
She won't. She's sitting there with that gun right in her lap.
Well, I guess Pinky was wrong about seeing two fellas go near the cabin.
He must have been wrong, or else it wasn't Captain Midnight and Chuck. Because we sure didn't get no answer when you hooted like an owl, Patsy.
Well, that was way back in grammar school when we did that. Chuck is probably forgotten.
Here comes Pinky now. I wonder if he found out anything.
There is somebody down there, Patsy.
Are you sure, Pinky?
You bet I am. There's two of them. And they're under a big tree down the hill a ways.
Try that hoot again, Patsy.
All right. Here goes.
I guess it ain't Chuck or Captain Midnight. Or Chuck would answer.
Suppose you try it once more, Patsy.
All right. This is the last time. If there's no answer this time, it can't be Chuck. Here goes.
No wonder the mournful screech of the owl had a familiar sound to Chuck. But under the tense strain of the moment, will he remember? Future events, human lives, depend upon what happens in the next few minutes. Don't fail to tune in tomorrow to Captain Midnight. And now remember, if you haven't already joined Captain Midnight's new 1940 Flight Patrol, be sure to join this very night. Remember, this is a different kind of secret club than any you've ever belonged to. There's real adventure ahead for every member. Wonderful free gifts and presents, too. And the most surprising part of it all is that it doesn't cost you a single penny. You just stop at your Skelly service station next time you're out in your family car. Tell your Skelly man that you want to join the new 1940 Flight Patrol and get that marvelous spinning propeller medal of membership. He'll give you your official junior pilot's application card right away and send right in to Skelly headquarters for your spinning propeller medal so you'll have it within a few days. Remember, it's all absolutely free. So don't delay. Join up at your Skelly service station tonight. And don't forget to tune in again tomorrow, same time, same station, for further transcribed adventures of Captain Midnight. Brought to you by the Skelly Oil Company, Skelly Jobbers and Dealers. Can Patsy and her party still escape from the clutches of Ivan Shark's men? Will Patsy's signal, resembling the hoot of an owl, be heard by friends or enemies? Be sure to listen tomorrow. Until then, this is Don Gordon, your Skelly man, saying goodbye and
happy landing!
Company presents Captain Midnight. Captain Midnight, brought to you every day, Monday through Friday, at this same time, by the Skelly Oil Company, Skelly Jobbers and Dealers. Say, how does your motor sound when you try to start it on these frosty November mornings? Does it sometimes sound like this? Well, if your motor sounds like that, look out. For that slow, heavy grinding is possibly caused from oil so stiff and heavy, it acts like glue in your motor. Something like, like a sticky wad of gum on the bottom of your shoe. And this makes your car hard to start, of course. But much more serious, that stiff oil doesn't get up into your motor fast enough to lubricate it properly. And one dry start without proper lubrication probably puts more wear on your motor than 100 miles of ordinary driving. Before long, those dry starts may mean a ruined motor and a big repair bill to pay. Remember, it's cheaper to prepare than repair. So the first thing to do is change to a wetter oil that's fast-flowing. Fast-flowing enough to get up into that motor and lubricate it right from the word go. Now here's an oil that will lubricate your motor safely during these cold winter months. It's Skelly Tagoline. If your motor's been grinding slowly on the start, I'm pretty sure you'll find it turns faster and smoother
the moment you put in Skelly Tagoline Winter Motor Oil. So, drive into your neighborhood Skelly service station, drain the crankcase, and fill it with Skelly Tagoline. Your Skelly man knows just the right weight for your car. And he knows what to do for your battery and your heater and your radiator, too, to prepare your car for winter. So, all you fellas and girls, have Dad visit a Skelly service station real soon to prepare for the cold weather ahead. And say, while you're there, you can join Captain Midnight's 1940 Flight Patrol, too. And the Skelly man will send in for your free spinning propeller medal of membership. You want to join just as soon as you can, because things are going to start happening for all Flight Patrol members most any minute now. So join up tonight at your Skelly service station. And now to Captain Midnight. Last time you remember, Captain Midnight, together with Ma and Patsy Donovan, Slim Poole, Chuck Ramsey, and Senor Pareda's nephew, who has been nicknamed Pebbles, sat down to a savory feast of Mexican dishes. They are thoroughly enjoying themselves under the twinkling stars, watching the crackling campfire, and listening to Pebbles tell about Mexican food. But suddenly, they're jerked back to grim reality when the ominous drone of an airplane engine is heard in the night sky. Captain Midnight orders the earthen jugs of water brought so the fire may be extinguished. Listen as Chuck exclaims.
The jugs of water are right back here, Red. There.
Okay, hurry, Chuck, hurry.
Come on, Patsy, get to the cave.
Here you are, Red.
Well,
grab the other side of this one.
Okay.
Parade's men are getting the rest of the jugs.
Yeah, they see what we want, all right. All right, come on now, let's go.
Gosh, it sure is heavy.
Yeah, just a couple of more steps.
Here we are, Red.
All right, lift it up a little higher. There now, pour it out.
Here we go.
Quick now, back for another one. We've got to put this fire out.
Look, Parade's men have all the others. Now they're pouring the water out.
Oh, yes. That's great work. That should do it.
Oh, gee, Red, that plane's almost overhead.
Yes, it is.
Quick, everybody, run for your lives. Come on.
All right, come on, Chuck, let's get out of here. Head for that clump of trees. Hurry.
I'm right with you, Red. You suppose the pilot saw that fire?
Oh, he must have seen it.
Yeah, I guess he couldn't help it.
All right, here we are. Throw yourself on the ground, quick.
Okay.
The closer you are to the ground, the safer you are. Well, it wasn't doing much yet. He's right overhead. I can see his exhaust pipe.
He sure is. He's circling right over.
I just can't understand this, Chuck.
I can't either. That must be one of Shock's planes.
That's what I thought. Now I'm beginning to wonder. His pilots are the only ones who know that we're here. Well, why doesn't he do something?
I lose that plane every few seconds because of these tree branches.
Now, wait a minute. Now he's making a wider circle. See? He's out over the middle of the old lake bed. Say, did Mom and Patsy get away all right?
They're okay, Red.
Oh, good.
They ran for the cave when you told them to.
Mm-hmm. Well, what happened to Pablo?
He was helping Senor Paredes' men. And then when you told him to scatter, he ran back into the trees.
Yeah. I hope Slim went back to join Pinky.
I'm sure he did, Red.
Guarding those trails is more important now than ever. There's a good possibility that this plane might be a ruse to get us off guard.
You mean that while we're trying to protect ourselves from the air, the Chuck's men will come at us from the ground?
That's it, exactly, Chuck. A fake attack to get our attention away from the real danger point. Wait. Here comes that ship again. See? Circling back this way.
Oh, look, Red, look.
Huh? Where, Chuck? What's happened now?
The fire. Look, it's starting again. Quick, Red, we got to put it
out. Come back here, Chuck. Come back here.
But the fire, Red, we can't let it get out.
Never mind it. Come back, I tell you.
But gosh, Red, we've got to put it out.
Now, put it down, Chuck. Get down, quick.
Okay.
Don't you see? It'd be suicide to try to put that fire out now. By the time we got over there and got some water, that ship would be dead overhead. Yeah. What a beautiful target we'd make.
Oh, gosh, Red, you're right. I'm sorry I was so foolish.
Oh, never mind. Forget it. All I pray is that no one else will go near that fire. We just didn't get enough water on it from the short time we had. Uh-oh. Here comes that ship again. Now flatten yourself out on the ground. Anything might happen now, Chuck.
Okay. I'll bet you're going to shoot this time.
Well, still nothing yet. Well, look at that. The plane's at the bottom of its side, and now it's zooming up.
There's something mighty queer about this.
Yes. You're right, Chuck. Well, that pilot couldn't possibly miss seeing that fire.
It's a cinch, he saw it. He dived right at it.
He did. Looked it over and then zoomed up.
Gee, you suppose, or could it possibly have been Major Steele and Bud Conley?
Well, I was wondering that too, Chuck. Oh, it doesn't seem possible, yet if there is a bare chance...
Well, they wouldn't know we were up here anyway.
No, and that ship didn't look like a Spartan.
I couldn't see it clearly, but it looked more like an open plane.
Yeah, that's what I thought too. Besides, if it had been Major Steele, he would have signaled.
What kind of a signal?
A code signal, Chuck.
But how would he have given the signal?
By flashing his landing or navigation lights.
Listen, Red.
Hmm?
You can just barely hear that ship.
Yes, he's leaving again.
Well, I guess we might as well join the others.
Wait a minute. Not just yet, Chuck. Let's be sure he's not coming back. Besides, I want to talk to you. Now, listen. As soon as it starts getting light,
You and I are going to take off in the black two-seater.
Gosh, Red, isn't that taking a chance?
Yes, perhaps. But things are so tight now that we've got to take a few chances. Now, I've been thinking over a new plan, Chuck. It's taking a big chance, but, well, I think it's worth it.
What part of the lake bed are we going to take off from?
I've decided on a spot that we'll use for a runway. But we'll have to check it before we take off.
Where are we going after we get in the air? Don't forget, we've only got enough gas for 1 hour's flying.
Yes, I know that. It'll depend a little on circumstances, but I think we'll beard the lion in his den.
You mean Ivan Shark?
Yes, Chuck. I mean just that.
It is later the same night. Over the ridge and down the fertile valley lies the rich hacienda which Ivan Shark has stolen from Señor Juan Pereda. We look into the library and see the international criminal seated at his desk. Slowly, his bony fingers reach forward and...
You called, Master?
Yes, Fang. Has Gardo come in yet?
Not yet, Master. I beg pardon, Master. Gardo comes now.
Yeah, here I am, Chief.
I hear a ship. Is that Zollinger?
Yes, Chief. That's Zollinger coming now.
He will land and come in with his report. When he does, Fang, bring him in.
Yes, Master.
You gave Zollinger his instructions, Gardo?
Yes, Chief. I told him to look the place over. And if he saw a fire, to drop his bomb.
Very good. We will know very soon whether he did or not.
Yeah, he's cutting his engine now. He'll be here in a couple of minutes.
I wasn't so sure about this Zollinger at one time, but I believe now he can be trusted.
Yeah, Chief.
Has Rossman sent in a messenger?
Yeah, he got in a couple of hours ago.
What kind of a message did he bring?
Well, Rossman has that place surrounded. Rossman says there ain't a chance for anyone to get away.
Excellent. I believe, Gardo, after tomorrow we will not have to worry about Captain Midnight anymore. That must be Zollinger now.
Zollinger is here to see you, Master.
Very good, Fang. Come in, Zollinger. You may close the door, Fang.
Yes, Master.
You know, this guy never talking gives me the jitters.
Quiet, Gardo. Well, Zollinger, did you fly to the valley?
Yeah, he's nodding his head.
What did you see, Zollinger? You have a written report?
He's shaking his head.
Then you don't have much to report, Zollinger.
He's shaking his head again.
Did you see any signs of life? Any campfire?
He's shaking his head. I guess he didn't see nothing.
You have nothing to report? Very well. You may go now, but be ready for flying duty at daybreak.
Yes, Master?
You will show Zollinger out.
Yes, Master.
Well, Chief, what do you make of that?
I don't know, Gardo. But we will find out at daybreak.
Are you gonna...
This must be important.
It is the Senorita Dolores Pereda, Master. She demands to see you at once.
Very well, Fang. Bring her in. You might as well get this over with, Gardo.
Yeah.
You will come in, Senorita.
I have had enough of this, I tell you. You will let me go, do you hear?
I beg of you, Senorita Pereda. Do not become excited, for if you do, I shall not talk with you.
Please, Senor, I beg of you. Let me go.
I have told you, Senorita, that under certain conditions you may go. Close the door, Fang, and stand on guard outside.
Yes, Master.
Now then, Senorita, are you ready to talk reasonably?
Please, Senor, what more do you want? You have my father's hacienda, his cattle, and all his other possessions. You have probably taken his life.
Calm yourself, Senorita. I have not taken your father's life. I am holding him until he satisfies the debt which he owes me. Then both he and you will be set free.
I do not believe he owes you this debt.
I have shown you the proof. As soon as the treasure is given me, then I will keep my promise.
What treasure? I do not know what you are talking about.
Yes, you do, Senorita. You know all about the famous treasure of the Pereda family.
Oh, if I could only trust you.
But you can, Senorita. I assure you.
If I could remember, Senor, you would let us both go free?
Absolutely, Senorita. Now tell me, where is the treasure? You hear? I am waiting for your reply, Senorita. Where is the Pereda treasure?
Well,
What will the distracted Dolores Pareda do? Will she reveal the hiding place of the fabulous Pareda fortune? And what will Captain Midnight do next? Tune in tomorrow to Captain Midnight. Now remember, fellas and girls, if you want to do your dad a real favor, if you want to show him you're wide awake and willing to help in taking care of the family car, just do this. Ask him if he's remembered to change over to winter oil. And then remind him that Skelly Tagoline winter oil will do the job right. Because Skelly Tagoline oil is free-flowing, even on frosty mornings. Fast-acting, even at sub-zero. It gets up into that motor quickly to protect those vital, fast-moving parts. So tell Dad about Skelly Tagoline winter oil. Tell him it's cheaper to prepare than repair. And say, when he goes over to your Skelly service station, you go along with him. Then, while Dad is joining the ranks of satisfied users of Tagoline motor oil, you join Captain Midnight's swell new 1940 flight patrol. It doesn't cost you a penny. And besides, listen, there's a marvelous free present coming real soon now for every member. Now, don't forget to tune in again tomorrow, same time, same station, for further transcribed adventures of Captain Midnight, brought to you by the Skelly Oil Company, Skelly Jobbers and Dealers. Can Ivan Shark make Dolores Pareda reveal her secret? And why did the pilot Zollinger give false information about Captain Midnight to Ivan Shark? Be sure to listen tomorrow. Until then, this is Don Gordon, your Skelly man, saying goodbye and happy landing!
Thank you again for listening, and please don't forget to follow, review, and rate.
New year, same great savings. All in the Kroger app.
Get Kroger Spiral Sliced Ham for 89 cents a pound with your card and an additional $25 purchase limit too. Then get large avocados or mangoes for 99 cents each with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Over the last 75 years, over 10,000 chemicals have been introduced to our food supply. Yet the EU only allows 300 food additives. But at Thrive Market, we bring our members the highest quality brands and restrict more than 1,000 ingredients found at conventional grocery stores. Making the switch is easy with our Healthy Swaps scanner, which finds better versions of all your favorite pantry, snacking, and home essentials without the added junk, dyes, and fillers. Plus, it's all delivered straight to your door. So if you're looking to shop at a grocery store that actually cares about your health, go to thrivemarket.com/podcast and you'll get 30% off your first order and a free gift.
Experience holiday cheer at Tanger Outlets with savings up to 70% off your favorite brands. From fragrances to accessories and the latest styles, discover the best gifts for everyone on your list. Save big at Nike Factory Store, Michael Kors, Under Armour, Coach, Polo Ralph Lauren, Kate Spade New York, and so many more. Unwrap the best at Tanger Outlets. Hundreds of brands, endless gifting options. Plan your trip at Tanger.com.